Well, yeah, something there, guru, or rather the importance of knowledge. We can be talking about society, or ashram, whatever. We find, especially in India, but also in other countries, the guru very highly honored and emphasized all over, the respect and following of the guru. I mean, as giving the words of God, basically. Now, then we've got the gurus over there in India with their fine guru dresses and getting appointed. And then this is implemented into that. But I would say we should first of all anchor this in reality. Guru means teacher, and there's also, it's not just that someone is to be guru, but we are talking high demands on qualifications on such teachers, especially, you know, the higher up they are. Just like we find in our society here, if you want to be a teacher, just like I'm sitting here watching Mahabharata Parasuram teaching Karna, if you want to be a teacher of the leaders, you know, the prince in this case, well, he wasn't, but he should have been, and then you have to be the best. You have to really, really know your thing, but not only book knowledge, but character, wisdom. I mean, and especially the Brahmana means someone who really knows Brahma, not just philosophically, but whose consciousness is on that platform of Brahman, not of Maya or material things like that. So in other words, I think that one should be careful not to take the guru as some kind of just a position with a name and a title and this and that. And yeah, that person is kind of, has been around for a long time and knows a lot of verses and this and that. And then just implement that worship and that extreme sometimes. I mean, we did that surrender, you know, giving up one's intelligence, following the guru blindly, basically. If guru tells me to kill, I will kill, and so on. I mean, that can happen, but then it gets cultish.